Ich kann so sagen, dass ich so schlage, wenn ich mir sage, dass Heuri ist auf Beis. Perek, Heuri, Heuri, Besen, Perek, Rishon, sagt der Heilige Mishnah bis Yad Tadish, Maia, if Besen passed in a way that following their Psaq would make one do something that is actually Osir, and an individual went and acted as Shoigig based on what they said, then whether Besen themselves acted on their Psaq and this person acted along with them, or whether they acted on their Psaq and he acted after them, or even if they didn't act on their Psaq but this person did, he's potter from bringing a Chattas because he relied on Besen. If Besen passed in wrongly and one of the judges realized it was wrong, or if a Talmud who was there and was fit to passed on his own realized that they were wrong, and that judge or that Talmud went and acted based on what they said, then whether Bezin themselves acted on the Psaq and the person acted along with them, or whether they acted on the Bezin acted on the Psaq and he acted after them, or if they didn't act on the Psaq Bezin but this person did, he's chayv bringing a chatas because he didn't rely on Bezin. The general rule is someone who relies on himself and does something that's also is chayv bringing a carbon. Someone who relies on Bezin is not. Zok the Gemara Shmuel said, Bezdin would only be chayv to bring a parallel dovah shel tzibur, which is a carbon that's brought when a majority of the tzibur does an aveira based on an erroneous psak of Bezdin, if they issued an actual psak by saying you are mutter in response to an actual question asked, as opposed to an academically raised question. Rabbi Dimi of Nardo said they're not chayv until they told the people you are mutter to do, because it's only then that it's considered to be a full psak. Abaye said, a Mishnah supports Rabbi Dimi. The Mishnah regarding Zokan Mamre says, if the Zokan returns to his own town and continues darshaning and teaching the way he did originally, even though told us wrong, he's potter. If he paskin for people to act on the way of his learning, which he told us wrong, then he's chayiv chenek. We see that a psak is not full and final unless he authorizes someone to act based on it. Rav Abba said a Mishnah supports Rav Dimi. The Mishnah is regarding a woman who was told that her husband had died. Misha says, if a Bezdin says that she's allowed to remarry, and then she went and was mezana with a man, and her husband then returned alive, she would be chayiv a carbon because Bezdin only allowed her to marry, not to be mezana. Again, we see that the psak must be for an action, meaning to remarry. Ravina said, our Misha supports Rav Dimi. Misha said, if Bezdin paskin to be over one of the mitzvahs, again, we see that they're paskin to act. The Gemara says it's clear that Rav Dimi is correct. Others had a different version of the above, which goes as follows. Shmuel said, Bezdin would only be chayiv to bring a parallel davar shel tzibur if they issued an actual psak by saying, you are mutter to do, in response to an actual question asked, meaning not an academically raised question. Rav Dimi Nado said, they're chayiv even if they told the people you are mutter, because even then it's considered to be a full psak. So over here, their sheets are reversed. Abaye said, a Mishnah regarding Zokha Mamri says, if the sage then returns to his own town and he darshan the wrong way that he did until then, he's potter. But if he passes the people to act, then he's chayiv. We see the psak not full unless he tells someone to act. Rabbi Abba asked, the Mishnah regarding the woman, if she comes and if they told her you can remarry, she's mezanish chayiv v'chatas. You see that again, the psak is only because they gave her an action, go ahead and remarry. Ravina asked, our Mishnah says, if Bezin passes to be over one of the mitzvahs, again, we see they have to pass him to act. The Gemara says it's clear that Rav Dimi is not correct. According to this version, it's Rav Dimi who is not correct. Mishnah says, "V'holach hayochid v'also shoyig al p'm." Why doesn't the Mishnah just say, "And they acted on the word of Bezin"? Why does it say that they acted b'shoyig based on the words of Bezin? By acting on the word of Bezin, it's automatically a shoyig anyway. And the Rava said the shoyig comes to include the case of where Bezin ruled that chaylev is mutter, the person that meant to eat kosher fats, but instead he ate chaylev that Bezin had erroneously said it was mutter. The Mishnah teaches that he's potter. The Mishnah's use of the words on the words of Bezin teaches that if someone ate the chaylev not because they got mixed up, but rather because Bezin said it's mutter, he also be potter. Others say that Rava said it's only when the person did the Avera solely because he was relying on Bezin's potter. However, if he did the Avera because he mistakenly ate the chaylev because he thought it was kosher fats, he would be chayiv to bring a carbon. Mara says, although this was clear to Rava, this was a question to Rabbi Bachamam, who asked that when a person mistakenly ate chaylev that was mistakenly made mutter by Bezin, does he have to bring a carbon? So Rava answered with proving from our Mishnah that this person would be potter as well. Rabbi Bachamam said, it may be that the Mishnah is referring to only one case, where the person ate the chaylev simply because Bezin said it was mutter. Others say Rava brought the proof in the Mishnah that only where the person ate the chaylev simply because Bezin said it's mutter would he be potter. To that, the Gemara says the Mishnah may be referring to two cases where he mistakenly ate the chaylev and where he intentionally ate the chaylev, in both cases where Bezin erroneously said the chaylev was mutter, and teaches that both cases are potter. This is actually something which was argued about previously. We have learned with regard to the case of where Bezin ruled that chaylev is mutter, and a person that meant to eat kosher fast but instead ate chaylev that Bezin had erroneously said it was mutter, Rav says the person is potter, Rav Yechon says the person is chayev. In fact, Mara Braisa darshins me'am ha'oretz ba'asto yisoh to teach that one who is a mummer would not bring a chatas. If he doesn't have very b'shoig, even if he does have very b'shoig, he still doesn't bring a chatas. Shem ben Yoisi, in the name of Shem, said, we don't need that pasuk for that because we darshin another pasuk to teach that only someone who would stop from doing the aver if he knew he was doing an aver brings a chatas for doing that aver. A person who would not stop then does not bring a carbon, even if he didn't realize what he was doing. Now, the person who mistakenly ate the chayev that Bezin mistakenly said was potter, he would not stop himself from eating if he had known that it was chayev. So why would Rabbi Yechon say he's chayev? Efnor Papa said, since as soon as Bezin realizes a mistake, they will retract their psak, at which time the person would also not eat that chayev, he's considered to be someone who would stop as long as he knew what he was doing, and therefore he is chayev. Rava said, Rav would agree that such a person could not be counted towards the majority of the tzibur acting b'shoigig to make Bezin chayev for the parhelim, because the pasuk says b'shkoga, which teaches that all the people counted have to have acted on the same type of shoigig. Mishnah said, Bench also Iman v'chulo. Why did the Mishnah have to give all the cases where he acted with Bezin after Bezin, or Bezin didn't act at all? In the first case, where the person is potter, we can say that the Mishnah is understood as loy zuafzu, teaching a greater chiddush as it goes along. However, in the second case, where the person is chayev, it should have been taught in the reverse order, since that's the order of the greater chiddush. And tomorrow, the Mishnah is teaching in the method of zu vein tzarich lemezu. The later case echna is not needed, but yet the Tanna teaches it anyway. Mishnah then said, "Why are both cases needed?" So Rava said, by mentioning the Talmud, the Mishnah teaches that even if someone who is knowledgeable but has not yet reached a level of deducing on his own would still be chayev. Abaye asked, the Mishnah says the Talmud reached a level of being able to paskin, which means he is able to deduce on his own. And tomorrow, Rava said, clearly you're correct. However, from the fact that the Mishnah gives a second case altogether, it teaches that there are cases where the person would be chayev as well, meaning the case where the person is knowledgeable even if he can't deduce on his own, and vice versa. Mishnah then said, "Royal Rava Chulo, who is an example of such a person?" Rava said, like Shimon ben Azai and Shimon ben Zoima. Abaye asked, if such a person followed the erroneous ruling of Bezin and they knew it was wrong, they would be amazed, and of course they shouldn't bring a carbon. Rava said, Abaye clearly gives Shimon ben Azai as an example of such a Talmud, and yet he says he would be chayev. The reason is that he was a shaking and thinking that someone is supposed to follow the psak of Bezin even when he knows that Bezin is mistaken. Mishnah said, "Zaklal hatoylo ba'atzmai chayiv." This comes to include a person who typically decides on his own what is mutter and what is aser, and he happens to eat the chaylev that Bezin erroneously said was mutter. Such a person would be chayiv. The part of the general rule making potter the person who relies on Bezin comes to include the case of where Bezin retracted the erroneous ruling, but a person who was unaware of that acted on the original psak. The person would be potter. Next mission says this explicitly. Mar says, "You're right over here." Mentions it. Next mission explains it. Here the name of Shmuel said the following mission. The Mishnah follows the view of Rabbi Yehuda that even where Bezin does not have to bring the parham davar shel tzibur, the person who followed their psak is potter from bringing his own chatz. However, the Chum say, if it was only an individual as opposed to a majority of the tzibur who followed the erroneous psak, he would have to bring a chatos. The view of Rabbi Yehuda can be found in the Brisa, which says that the pasuk of Bas Soisa, his being over, is an exclusionary term. It's a miyut that teaches that one is only chayiv when he did something on his own, but not when he did something following the psak of Bezin. The view of the Rabbanah can be found in the Brisa. The Brisa says, we would think that if less than a majority sin, they have to each bring a chatos, since Bezin is not bring the Pilam Dovah Shetzibur. However, when the majority sin, they will be potter because Bezin brings the Pilam Dovah Shetzibur. The Pasuk therefore says, Me'am Ha'aretz, which teaches that even if there's a majority and even if the entirety sin, they have to bring their own chatas. Now, they can't be talking about where Bezin didn't paskin, because then why would they bring a Pilam Dovah Shetzibur? It also can't be talking about where they did paskin, because the Pasuk quoted in the by the Brisa is discussing a regular shoygig without an erroneous Pesach of Bezin. Rather, we have to say, the Brisa means to say that when a minority sins not based on the Pesach of Bezin, they're certainly chayev, since even when they sinned relying on the Pesach of Bezin, their chayiv because Bezin didn't bring a parhelo. We would think that when a majority sins not based on the psak of Bezin, they should be potter, since they're potter when it is based on the psak of Bezin. The Brisa therefore teaches the pasuk Me'am Ha'aretz says that even a majority whose sins are chayiv bring a carbon when the sin was not based on an erroneous psak of Bezin. We see that the Brisa says that when a minority sins based on an erroneous psak of Bezin, they're still chayiv to bring a chatos. A papa is, maybe the Brisa means that when a minority sins based on a psak of Bezin, neither the minority nor Bezin bring a carbon. And if that's so, why does the Brisa need a special source to teach that a majority who sinned not based on a psak is chayav v'chatos? Why should they be different than a minority who sinned? Rather, it must be that we find that a majority is treated differently than a minority when they sin based on a psak, and that's why a source is needed for when it's not based on a psak. Both these brises are anonymous. So why is it we attribute the first one to Rabbi Yehuda, the second one to Rabbanon? The first brise is based on the drasha of a miyut in the pasuk, and we find Rabbi Yehuda dashes in a similar way. In another brise, the second brise, it can't be the view of Rabbi Yehuda, because he says in a mishnah that when the majority sins based on an erroneous psak of Bezin, it's the majority who has to bring the parhelim, not Bezin. The second brise mentions that it's Bezin who brings the parhelim. Therefore, the second brise cannot be following the shita of Rabbi Yehuda.